We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacy Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia.
In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal,
Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company,
in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Vision.
In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System
on Éxito Visión, en las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión, en Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Morocco and Turkey agree to enhance relations. In humanitarian news, Muslim Aid donates more than $200,000 in medical equipment to Palestine. In veg news, a United States study shows that a plant-based diet improves employees' health. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 16th, Mexico honors the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of its Independence. This picturesque nation is rich in culture and resources. It has numerous ancient locations, historic centers, and an abundance of natural splendor. The islands and protected areas of the Gulf of California, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, are known for their extraordinary scenery. The region has 39% of the world's total species of marine animals and one-third of the Earth's marine cetacean species. We wish a fabulous bicentennial celebration for all the friendly Mexican people. Viva Mexico!
Papua New Guinea observes its Independence Day today, commemorating the achievement of its self-rule in 1975. Situated east of Indonesia between the Coral Sea and the South Pacific Ocean, it consists of a group of islands and the eastern half of the world's second largest island, New Guinea. The amazing animal life there includes cassowaries, parrots, and the exquisite birds of paradise, which is the country's national emblem. May the kind residents of Papua New Guinea have a wonderful Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Two earthquakes jolt the Philippines. On Tuesday, September 14th, the nation's southern regions were rocked by two tremors which struck 85 to 90 kilometers southwest of General Santos City on the island of Mindanao. Occurring within 6 hours of one another, the tremors measured 5.2 and 5.1 on the Richter scale. They were felt in the cities of General Santos, Davao, and Cotabato, while the province of Davao del Sur reported shaking in Santa Cruz and Padata towns. Fortunately, there were no damages or injuries reported. We thank heaven for the safety of the Philippine people and pray that such unnerving events may soon be eased as humanity's gentler ways help foster our planetary stability.
Bulgaria and Greece expand border access. As part of efforts made in recent years to further the two countries' relations and to commemorate their 130th year of diplomatic relations, Bulgaria and Greece opened a fifth new border checkpoint on Thursday, September 9th. This crossing links the southern Bulgarian town of Vivelograd to Kaprinas in northeastern Greece, providing immediate access and replacing a trip that used to require hundreds of kilometers of travel over a winding mountain road. The Vivelograd-Kaprinas opening was announced in July at the first-ever joint cabinet meeting of Bulgaria and Greece, and this week's ceremony was inaugurated by leaders of the two countries, Bulgarian President Georgi Pervanov and his Greek counterpart Karolos Papoulias. Following the opening of the new crossing, eagerly awaiting people from Greece flowed into the small Bulgarian town of Vivelograd to purchase food and other items. Vivelograd Mayor Stefan Panov cheered, "A dream has come true. Our region has its European road." Bulgaria and Greece, we join in lauding your newest border opening. May the encouragement provided by such avenues as these bring an ever-expanding exchange of friendship and cultural understanding between your nations.
Japan's Prime Minister wins vote of confidence. On Tuesday, September 14th, a parliamentary vote in favor of Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan secured the fulfillment of his term in office. With Premier Kan being the nation's fifth leader in 3 years, the party vote this week came just 3 months after his election. Upon the announcement of his confirmed support, Premier Kan said with great determination, "Let's rebuild Japan into a healthy Japan to pass it on to the next generation. Thanks to your help and support, I feel I have reaffirmed my will to tackle my job with all I have." Our respectful accolades, Prime Minister Kan, for the trust reflected in the legislators' vote. May your noble ideals and those of fellow citizens be realized during your time in office, bringing benefit and prosperity to all of Japan.
Australia's premier inaugurated. Australia's first elected female leader, Julia Gillard, was officially sworn into office by Governor-General Quentin Bryce at the Government House in Canberra on Tuesday, September 14th. Also taking the oath of office were incoming cabinet ministers, among whom is former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who will now be serving as foreign minister. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Gillard, on your new role. Wishing you the best in serving the lofty goals of the warm-hearted Australian people.
New Loving Hut Cafe opens in South Korea. With a bakery, ice cream parlor, and food supply shop, the new Loving Hut Cafe in Seoul, South Korea has something for everyone. Like the many other Loving Hut venues opening worldwide, this locale was supported by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of offering tasty, organic, vegan fare in a way that is exciting and reasonably priced for everyone. Supreme Master Television's correspondent gives a tour.
Buterokko, chokchokan, vegan gelato, ice cream. 영양이 풍부한 유기농 비건 쿠키와 빵, 다양한 종류의 비건 제품들, 이 모든 걸 즐길 수 있는 러빙업 카페입니다. 이곳의 빵과 쿠키, 그리고 케이크는 100% 유기농입니다. 그리고 이곳의 햄버거와 샌드위치도 100% 유기농 비건입니다.
일반 햄버거보다 더 맛있고요.
그리고 매장에서는 25가지의 음료를 선택해서 주문할 수 있습니다. 오늘의 커피는 뭐죠?
네, 유기농 에스프레소입니다.
유기농 커피여서 그런지 맛이 아주 깊고 풍부하네요. 또한 이곳에서는 비건 젤라또 아이스크림을 직접 만들어서 판매하고 있습니다.
직장 상사분들이랑 같이 지금 여기 와서 커피 한잔 마시면서 뭐 채식에 대해서 알았고요. 맛있었어요.
아, 되게 쾌적하고 좋은 것 같아요. 네. 제가 좋아하는 뭐 아이스크림도 이렇게 유제품 안 들어가고 그래서 되게 좋은 것 같아요.
맞아요, 너무. 지금까지 서울에서 슈프림 마스터 TV 보도였습니다.
Congratulations and best wishes at Loving Hut Cafe in Seoul, South Korea. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for making a vegan world ever more possible through such venues as Loving Hut, as we look forward to seeing more people boost the joy in their lives through the organic vegan lifestyle.
People in India fight obesity. As a growing middle class in industrialized areas consumes primarily convenient oily foods and sweets while living sedentary lives, around 30% of India's urban population is now struggling with excess weight.
There's definitely an increase in percentage, about 25 to 30%, I would say, every year. So that's because obesity, I would say, is becoming a very, very big problem.
One recent study found that 25% of school children above age 8 were obese, while 17% of teens aged 14 to 18 were either obese or overweight. One of the challenges is a change in lifestyle, as Indian children today are more engaged in computer-related activities, along with outdoor parks being replaced by shopping malls.
Although the malls offer activities for the children, most are sedentary, such as drawing, painting, and other cultural activities.
We should act early. So the moment somebody crosses 23 body mass index, they are at heightened risk for developing diabetes.
Cautioning that obesity in childhood can lead to serious health problems later, Indian endocrinologist Dr. Shahzad Topiwala stated, in the absence of an environment that encourages exercise or healthy eating, children are becoming prey to obesity early on in life. Besides physical disorders, which can include diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and liver disease, Dr. Topiwala said that the children can also experience emotional problems, such as lack of confidence and self-esteem.
If I hit 80 kilos, I will look good. And another thing is, my dad and mom will be happy.
The World Health Organization estimates that more than 22 million youth globally are now obese and has begun launching initiatives for helpful interventions as well as national policies to address the problem.
We appreciate this warning, Dr. Topiwala, World Health Organization, and other concerned parties. Through growing awareness, may more and more people in India and worldwide care for themselves and their families by providing exercise along with healthy and naturally low-fat plant-based fare.
American hiker freed in Iran. On Tuesday, September 14th, Ms. Sarah Shurd was released following a 14-month detainment due to her declining health. Having been freed on humanitarian grounds, she was transferred to the Swiss embassy in Tehran, Iran, and was later reunited with her mother in Oman. Upon her release, Ms. Sarah Shourd said, "I especially, particularly want to address President Ahmadinejad and all of the Iranian officials and the religious leaders and thank them for this humanitarian gesture. I'm grateful and I'm very humbled by this moment. We too are glad to know of the freedom of Ms. Sarah Shourd. Wishing her a safe journey home with many warm reunions with loving family and friends."
Save our planet. Walruses endure mass migration due to melting ice. The United States Geological Survey, or USGS, has announced the observation that between 10,000 and 20,000 mother walruses and their calves had to travel this summer to the Alaskan shore because the ice floes where they typically spend their time raising families are melting so quickly that they can no longer support the walrus populations.
Jeff York of the World Wildlife Fund's, or WWF, Global Arctic Program stated, "It's something that we have never seen before in this area. As the ice decreases, the walrus are abandoning it earlier and earlier." A new report also found that 17 additional species are at risk of extinction due to global warming and effects such as melting Arctic ice.
Our thanks, U.S. Geological Survey, World Wildlife Fund, and other participating scientists for this distressing alert to the adjustments being made by walruses and other Arctic animals as they attempt to cope with human-caused climate change. Let us act swiftly to save all beings, including ourselves.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern for the suffering of animal co-inhabitants during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, as she offered ways to explain the tolls of global warming to young people, who are key to the welfare of our planet's future.
You can show how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now, because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Save our planet. Further CO2 reductions could save billions in healthcare costs. A new report by the European Environmental Group's Health and Environment Alliance and Healthcare Without Harm Europe has found that if the European Union's current emission reduction goals of 20% by 2020 compared to 1990 emission levels were increased instead to 30%, the cleaner air would result in significant health benefits.
The report states that the correspondingly lower rates of absenteeism, sickness, and mortality could amount to annual savings of up to 30 billion euros. This cost savings would also pay for approximately two-thirds of the additional emission reduction expenses.
Bravo and many thanks, Health and Environment Alliance and Healthcare Without Harm Europe, for this encouraging information. Let us join in urging governments across the globe toward further emission reduction goals for cost savings and the improved health of both people and the planet.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that the contiguous United States had its fourth warmest summer on record, with average August temperatures of 75 degrees Fahrenheit registering at 2.2 degrees above the average for the previous century.
Save our planet. A new report from the U.S. Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL, forecasts that electricity generated by offshore wind farms would abundantly meet the nation's needs, as they could provide over 9 times the current total energy usage.
Save our planet. Coastal erosion arising from sea level rise and the extreme weather effects of global warming is threatening communities in Wales, UK, prompting officials to recommend that residents move further inland.
Hi friends, I'm Gopi the Gopher and this is my mom. And we're very happy about being vegan. We're here to share a tip on caring for glassware.
Delicate crystal and hand-blown glass objects are best cleaned by gently hand-washing them with a mild soap and dried with a lint-free towel.
This will protect them from cracking due to hot water and drying temperatures common with a dishwasher, as detergents can also possibly chip and etch the glass.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In world news, Morocco and Turkey agree to enhance relations. Representatives of the Turkish business sector met with the chairman of the Rabat Council, Mr. Fatala Ulalu. Rabat is the capital city of Morocco. The two parties expressed a desire to strengthen their friendship and cooperation in a number of economic areas. Congratulations, Chairman Fatala Ulalu, Morocco and Turkey, on your developing closeness. May citizens of both your beautiful nations grow in mutual goodwill and happiness on a sustainable earth.
In humanitarian news, Muslim Aid donates more than $200,000 in medical equipment to Palestine. The United Kingdom-based International Relief and Development Agency delivered the contribution to Al-Shifa Hospital, which is the largest in Gaza. The emergency assistance will enhance healthcare for thousands in need of vital treatment. Our earnest gratitude, Muslim Aid, and may Allah bless you abundantly for your generosity and care. May the warm-hearted people of Palestine thrive in well-being for many happy tomorrows. Coming up, a workplace study shows that following a vegan diet results in improved health. We'll just let the dog in. Be right back. More promising news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exceptional news for an excellent world. In Veg News, a United States study shows that a plant-based diet improves employees' health. A 22-week worksite study was conducted at the Government Employees Insurance Company. Healthy, low-fat vegan meals were served in the company's cafeteria during that time. The results showed participants shed an average 11 extra pounds over the period. Other reported benefits included lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels and reduced absenteeism in the workplace. The study was carried out by the Washington Center for Clinical Research and was published in the American Journal of Health Promotion. Kudos, Government Employees Insurance Company, for providing your employees this life-enhancing opportunity. Also, our thankfulness to Washington Center for Clinical Research for highlighting some of the numerous advantages of the compassionate vegan diet. May all people choose lifestyles based on nutritious plant-based fare for vibrant personal health and peace on our planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water,
saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai, told in Portuguese. It is entitled, A Greet and Sign.
Secretária para magistrado. Por que o senhor continua assinando com a cabeça e assinou a certidão de casamento sem querer ler os seus nomes? Magistrado. Oh, o noivo tinha um cheiro terrível. Eu estava tentando mover meu nariz para respirar, e se eu não assinasse rapidamente para deixá-lo sair, eu ia desmaiar.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Vegan Bake Sale, which was featured on Noteworthy News.
How are you going to make baked goods without dairy products? Would it be healthy? Seymour from Toronto, Canada.
Awesome! I would love to try some of those. Vegans rule! Colin from the United States.
Amiable Seymour and Colin, great to get your comments. Vegan baked goods, besides being cruelty-free, are healthier and more delicious than those using cholesterol-laden animal products. There are so many plant-based recipes and tips available, including at www.veganbakesale.org. Wishing you much joy in making and sharing compassionate and delectable vegan goodies. With our love and appreciation.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every day be blessed with inner peace and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In support of peaceful coexistence with other faiths, young Muslims in Amman, Jordan, walk from their mosque to a nearby Greek Orthodox Christian church, bringing flower bouquets to the clergymen and congregation members.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $50,000 in aid to residents impacted by the volcanic eruption of Mount Sinabung in North Sumatra, Indonesia.
In fostering closer ties, China sends a martial arts expert to the Fiji Islands for 3 months to teach the health-beneficial techniques of Tai Chi to Fijian cabinet ministers, public servants, police, military, and the general public.
Addressing chefs at the National Restaurant Association, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama appeals for healthier menu options, suggesting that fat content be reduced while adding side dishes such as fresh apple and carrot slices, especially on kids' menus.
Kuwait capital city governor Sheikh Ali Al-Jaber Al-Sabah meets with Mongolian Prime Minister Sukhbaturin Batbold to discuss strengthening relations and further collaborations between their countries.
Born without sight, Mr. Tommy Edison of Connecticut, USA, is a traffic reporter for radio station Star 99.9 and is now setting out to raise awareness about the capabilities of the non-sighted through his documentary series Blind Since Birth.
Japan-based electronics corporation Canon creates the world's largest image sensor with a chip approximately 200 square millimeters in size, which enables photography and videography in low-light environments and may facilitate recordings of animals and stars at night.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Valerie Amos, announces the UN will provide $10 million in emergency aid from the Central Emergency Response Fund to Pakistan to assist with flood relief efforts.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev signs an executive order to increase the salaries of medical workers by 10% effective September 1, 2010.
For their efforts through research to prevent diabetes and cancer in the Eastern Mediterranean region, Iranian scientist Bakr Larijani and Omani scientist Ali Jafar Mohammed are awarded the World Health Organization Prize, plus $300,000 to further their work.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.